Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
BJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
I'm ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today. BigFactsPod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds. It's DJ Scream. Big Bang. Baby Jade. Duct Tape Dave. BMD is with us. And it's time for a Big Facts Friday. We're up in here to give y'all some good motivation, some therapy, some good conversation like we do every Friday. First off, everybody good?
Shut right.
Yeah.
Everything good? Jade, yo. What are we on today? What's our word of the day? What we discussing? What we
so our word of the day is ameliorate, given to us by our brother bank. Brother bank.
Courtney. Courtney sent to our homegirl.
Shout out to Courtney. Homegirl Courtney. Basically, the textbook definition is to make something bad or unsatisfactory better. An example or a sentence is the reform did much to ameliorate the living standards to improve. And the urban definition is to improve your lazy ass. Get up.
Yeah, nigga need to ameliorate. Let's name it.
Ameliorate.
Everybody need to ameliorate.
Your circumstances. So you can ameliorate your circumstances based on your actions.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Ameliorate. What's some in general things you think that people can do to ameliorate their circumstances that they don't do sometimes? We know the don'ts is being lazy. Feeling entitled. Stop making excuses.
Mm-hmm.
What's some things they can do to better it? Because we can always talk about what people not doing,
Or what should what stop should
procrastinating?
They be doing? Stop procrastinating.
Nah, yeah, you gotta. You really gotta rewire yourself, bro. Mm-hmm. Especially depending on your circumstances. You gotta rewire yourself. You gotta start looking at different shit, being in different places, eating different food.
You gotta elevate your mind, your whole different being.
Weed. You can't even smoke the same weed, but you gotta drink, change right. your drink. Yeah. You gotta change shit up.
Nah, everything. Yeah. The best way to change the world outside of you is to change from within.
Facts.
So you gotta goddamn, like you said, your food, your diet, your drink, how you what you putting into your mind. The routine you got, your daily routine, all of that, the type of people you talking to, surrounding right. yourself with, all of that, you got to change internally to change the outside world around you. So, yeah, all of that.
You got to right. figure out. You got to figure out what your talent is and attack that. Focus on that.
Figure out what you're great at. I like that
figure
a lot.
What you're good at.
So a lot of people trying to do some shit that they might be okay at. They just doing something else that great.
What everybody else doing because they work. It works for them. It might not work for you.
Yeah,
you got to find out what your talent is.
These graphic designers making a whole bunch of money. It's all type of different shit you can be great at, but you're sitting around there trying to chase some shit that you're just not.
It's you. Yeah, you all right.
Mm-hmm. So it just improve, like you said, to make something bad or unsatisfactory better. So if you got a bad or unsatisfactory relationship, you can't just get back together with that person and just, oh, it's just supposed to be better now just because we back together. You feel me? You got to, both parties got to do the self work to ameliorate this relationship. You know what I'm saying? So I got to, whether that's therapy, whether that's like checking myself on my attitude problem or how I'm treating a woman or whatever that may be, you just gotta eternally elevate all of them the shit that's going on with you so you can ameliorate the relationship. And you know what I'm saying? So yeah,
so
definitely got to be in that state.
But in order to ameliorate something, and especially inside a relationship, first thing you got to do is take accountability.
Facts.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Self accountability. So, yeah.
You can't ameliorate shit to you.
Recognize the
your
problem.
Damn self.
Yeah.
Right.
You gotta goddamn. Really, cause certain shit. You gotta dig into they self, bro. Dig into your soul, like, and just see who you is.
Right.
No, not you who gotta, you, not, you know what I'm saying? You got, cause sometimes you can trick yourself with your representative.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You go to think you somebody that you ain't. Mm-hmm. Or doing some shit that Gene never did before. Like, this ain't even me. Mm-hmm. You know what, goddamn, nigga got to understand, you know what makes you the happiest when you the happiest.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it ain't what somebody else wanted you to do.
Right.
It's what you wanted to do.
Yeah, you got to learn you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So I don't feel like a nigga can ameliorate shit unless you goddamn.
You can't fix nothing else till you fix yourself.
You can't, bro.
Yeah.
So when you asking goddamn, you saying like, what do they do to fix it? Man, you just got to fix yourself first, bro. And without...
What about the people who don't know how to look within without beating themselves up? Because that's a big thing,
but sometimes
too.
Sometimes take a beat.
They got to pray.
Sometimes take a beat.
They got to pray, man.
Yeah, you got to pray, but sometimes you still got to beat yourself up, bro, to pick yourself up.
But think about... let's just say our minds work like this. Man, I be tripping about this, this, and this. I got to do better, blah, 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 blah. You got some people out there, maybe they got, like, depressed minds, like they'll go sunken, like, man, I ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they might go into that sunken place and they might, because even as you're checking yourself, right, in your mind, you still gonna be thinking about the positive attributes too. Like, man, I'm tripping on this and this. Now, I know my heart good and I'm this and this and this and this, but this is what I need to do to get here. But some people go sunken, like, they start, like you saying, beat yourself.
No,
they go sunken, like, they'll go starting to fix shit that ain't nothing even wrong. You dig what I'm saying? And then people go to a sunken place.
That's a slippery slope, though, man.
It is a slippery slope.
Yeah, but I feel like if you go into that sunken place, then that's just on you. But if you got down searching inside yourself to see what's wrong with yourself, you being honest with yourself, then the next step after what I say, accountability, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next step after accountability got to be preparation first.
Preparation.
You got to prepare yourself to goddamn to really receive the truth about yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You do. You got to prepare yourself that, man.
I'm really some bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
And when you become that, okay, do you want to stay some bullshit? Is you right. okay with being some bullshit?
Right.
Can you prosper being some bullshit?
You want to better yourself?
Because some people don't feel like, even though I'm some bullshit, this the way I'm wired.
Yeah. A lot of people
I'm straight
like
with
that.
This.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I done heard females say, like, yeah, I got an attitude, bro. I got a slick mouth. I talk to my nigga any kind of way. That's what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But
don't feel like there's nothing I need to fix or ameliorate.
But when you, but to me, when you feel like it's something that don't need to be fixed, don't be trying to make no another motherfucker fix something.
Yeah, you said that before too.
If you know you the type of female that do those type of things and shit, the hell yeah, I do. Why are you trying to tell this man to fix something?
Right.
If that's just you, this just me.
If you ain't willing to fix it, then you, yeah.
Do unto others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing the
pretty much.
This opinion. You should be at a race like against yourself though. Like you should be in the competition with yourself to be your best self, and you shouldn't really be stunned to other shit
concerned.
Or stunned nobody else. You know what I'm saying? Because they got to figure out how they gonna race against they self to get to where they going. And like yeah. we said, you can't change people, you gotta let them be themselves. So I think that's
life.
Important.
You know what I'm saying? Every day I'm waking up trying to become the best version of me all the way around. You feel me?
One thing about it, two things for sure, boy. You ain't too late unless your ass in that ground.
I'm big facts.
Facts.
Even behind the wall, you can be your best self.
Yeah.
You may not be in the best situation, but you can be free in your mind and in your heart. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I know that shit sound crazy, but it's true.
The biggest truth.
That's my definition of success, becoming the best version of myself that I can possibly be.
Facts.
Raising my level of consciousness to the highest that I can be. You feel what I'm saying? That's when I feel like I'm successful, you know, all the way around. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, got to do that.
Yeah, so again, that answers the question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fix you first. That's the only way you can be.
That's the only way.
The best.
Yeah.
What's something you would like to ameliorate, Jade? I probably said it wrong.
About myself?
About yourself, or maybe even you could say, I don't know, anything. It could be about yourself or outside of yourself.
I tell you me, fuck that.
Okay.
I just want to get now. I wish I could, but I don't think I could. Stop overthinking shit.
I was going to say that too.
You can.
I can't. I've been trying.
Got to meditate.
I don't know how to do that.
You
shit.
Yeah, try it. One thing you just showed us with this fitness journey, you can do whatever you want to do.
But that's not overthinking, though.
Because when you get on some shit, you lock in.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, one day, Bank gonna meditate. This nigga gonna be floating around this bitch. He gonna be floating.
You saying that nigga when y'all walking that motherfucker gonna be in that motherfucker.
Legs crossed.
Levitating.
Yeah, you mean nigga? That's what I need to do. I'm gonna do it.
That fix that mind, boy.
Yeah, bro. I be thinking about shit. They got down like, bro. Why the? I be asking myself like, why the fuck is you even thinking about that?
Yeah. You gotta control it.
How that come up? Dreams, I be dreaming all type of bullshit. Like my mind never go to sleep.
Well, you think that's a bad thing, though? No,
I like it when I want to think about
it.
Yeah,
you got to know when to use it.
I'm talking about thinking about the wrong shit. Hell yeah, that's a bad shit. That's the wrong thing.
See, it's crazy that your
mind... I want to overthink positive shit.
Because some people don't think at all, really.
They crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're
crazy. You don't think at all.
A lot of people don't even think.
Yeah, and the mind.
I'm always thinking.
Mind is a terrible thing to waste.
But I feel what you're saying. You just going overboard because a lot of time you create. A lot of time people create problems in their head that's not even really actually there.
That's what I do.
And now you stressing, you tripping, you going through the motions of as if the problem has actually occurred, but it might not even ever happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you just overthinking the shit. I see what you're saying. Like
that's what I want. I want to fix that shit because. I already went through the trauma of the problem and the problem ain't even happened.
Right.
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 No, but
doubt is hiding the faith.
Your faith is in the doubt.
Nah, but yeah, you're right. But at the end of the day, my faith come from, the faith that I have, I got faith in God that he gonna guide me and lead me. But the faith that I have and shit, that bad shit happens and things happen, that shit is strong too.
Right.
Like, it's like, you know what I'm saying? That motherfuckers will do you any kind of way or do this or do that or cross you out. I've seen this shit so much it's done became a reality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that shit makes it That's a different faith. Like, so I got a faith that a nigga gonna do some sucker shit. Who is gonna be?
It's if not you, really faith you, that a nigga gonna do some sucker shit. It's really like post-traumatic stress.
Post-traumatic stress is part of it. And I was saying, I think that, I feel you. I think that especially where we at, when you leave your home, your abode, and you face the world, you should think a certain way. You should be sharp. But if we sitting at home thinking about this shit, we tripping.
Shit, that shit don't go away, bro.
That's what I was saying. That's what a meditation or whatever you use can balance that shit out and make it to where, like, I should not be on my couch Sunday thinking about this shit. Saturday, whatever day it is, because I'm at my, you know what I'm saying? I'm in my own space. I'm not sharing energy with no people. But sometimes based on the shit that you've seen or the shit that you've been through, like you're saying, the post-traumatic stress is just embedded in your mind.
Playing over in your mind and shit.
Yeah.
But, no, that can't happen. A lot of that was just faith and confidence got to kick in, though. Because you it could go a million ways in your head. Like, say somebody going to a job interview and they rent, dude, they could, oh, what if I don't get it? What if my bill? Like, you just tripping, stressing. Just, you might go to the job and get that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But you just overthinking it off of, like you said, just shit that happened in the past, so much shit that went wrong, so much that failed, so many people that came short, promised me shit. Now I'm just, you know, all that's playing a factor into my head now.
Nah, but I'm going to keep it 100. It ain't that I don't be having, like, that type of shit. I feel like anything I try, that shit going through.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I just feel like.
So what you overthinking?
People. I just overthink people too much. Like.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just overthink people like a motherfucker. Like
you have expectations that they ain't. Meeting and shit like that, like you feel like they gonna
being able to read people is a gift and a blessing.
Yeah,
though.
But that shit
is a gift and a curse.
It's a gift and a curse. I was
yes,
saying.
Because at the end of the day, when I see some shit, certain shit, or feel some certain shit, can't nothing take that shit away.
Yeah,
I feel yeah.
Mm. Until it happens, like I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Like and that shit, like I want to. I wish I can just erase it when I'm wrong. Put it like that.
Are you saying that, but you say you've been wrong? Like you've been wrong about your read on some people before? Because if you ain't been wrong, it's a gift. And it's just keeping
you. Yeah, I can't say that.
It's like when you pray. It's like when you pray to remove your enemies and remove shit from around you and shit start disappearing. It's like, I can't be mad about that. I asked for it. It's a gift. I'm saying use your gifts. Now, you can also not use the gifts properly. If you feel like, man, damn, I read this person and thought he was some bullshit, but he really ain't.
Nah, I ain't never did that.
Well, then that's a gift. You got to use it. That's a gift.
That's interesting.
Everybody don't have that.
Damn.
You got to use it. Everybody in here got a particular type of gift.
But a nigga don't be want to see that shit in certain motherfuckers. That's the part of delusional.
That ain't delusional. It's your gift. If remember we talked that one time about what gift would we want to have, right?
Seen this in
you can't ask for half a gift.
You don't
get the full gift. Here's the full gift. If your gift is to want to fly, you ain't gonna be able to float, nigga. You gonna fly? Like you got to use your gift.
That deep.
Or you can pray. You can pray to remove the gift, but then you are gonna feel fucked up because you're like,
yeah. And once you feel some type of shit, man, it's just they're overthinking. That shit be running me goddamn crazy, man.
You got to balance it out with some meditation.
They say they need answers. About what? When I get big fat.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
What about you, Jade? What would you like to ameliorate?
Overthinking was one of my biggest things too, because once I see like one thing, I'm going to run with that one thing and start thinking about what else is going on.
What attaches to
with
that.
A person, yeah, or situation. Mm-hmm. And then another thing that I would like to ameliorate about myself is... I don't know.
That's fair too. You want to think about what Dave tells us?
Yeah, let me think about that and try to figure it out.
Let's see. I guess taking shit personal.
Taking shit personal.
Sometimes you take shit personally, and you might not be personal. Might just be how they is. That's one.
Okay, that boy gonna light skin quick.
Oh God.
And thank you that people for think how I be thinking I had that.
Yeah, that's it.
We go through that.
Thinking, see, because when you go to thinking that if a motherfucker don't think how you think, that they ain't got condescent because you feel like you got condescent. Mm-hmm. But they could be saying shit totally different way than you saying.
Mm-hmm. And I might not be looking at it that way.
That's a place of peace when you just, I don't give a fuck how you, that's how you think you are who you
are. Oh, that hurt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice fit.
JBMD. Cash.
Probably, shoot. For the longest, it was probably procrastination, man. Putting shit off, knowing you gotta do some shit, just putting it off. But I've been working on that. Mm. I've been working on that. You know, just staying on top of shit. And like he said, expecting you out of others. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes that be. Cause it's like, damn, I wouldn't have never ran it like that. I wouldn't have, you know. But then you can't always necessarily expect everybody to see the world how you see it or move how you move or have your same set of morals. And you just gotta be okay with like, okay, this how they rock, I'm gonna rock how I rock. And we just respectfully, we just gonna have to coexist within this. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that could be a little tough though. Cause it's like, damn, how we still gonna be cool and coexist and still do this. And you know, you thinking like that on this particular subject. So, yeah, that's about it for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ameliorate. Making something
bad. Better.
Better. How do you think collectively or what can be done to ameliorate some of the circumstances in our city, like Atlanta? Like a lot of people say, damn, Atlanta is not what it used to be. What's some of the things you think we can do to ameliorate our city circumstances, if anything? Like, let's say, for instance, we saw the Waffle House shit, right? Like,
what Waffle House shit?
Motherfucker had too much mayonnaise on a sandwich and then killed the employee in front of her kid. Like,
yeah, Subway.
Come on, man.
Who did that?
That happened.
Last night. It was these two young girls working at the Subway right there on Northside Drive by the Dome, next door to Rosie's. And they were like, a nigga came in there, ordered a sandwich. The girl had put too much mayonnaise on it.
I'm going to tell you, with shit like that, we got to enforce that mental health shit.
We got to dig. I like that you said that. You got to dig deep into that mental health.
Shit niggas doing now. Just like,
there's no explanation for it.
Like, that shit don't even make sense. That's like a mental problem.
Mental problem. Somebody lost their life over some mayonnaise.
Drugs and shit, man.
Yeah.
And I don't know who, like what, but with shit like that, now we gotta enforce that mental health shit.
Yeah, that's
even if niggas go to jail, man, that shit gotta be really. That shit got
some rehabilitation.
Yeah, that shit gotta be
just
enforced
throwing them in a cell.
They got them. Mental health shit, bro. Like you having problems and be just like, fuck it.
Yeah, snap, right?
Snap.
It's like, what they say, goddamn, a shook up Coca-Cola. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it's
nigga, like, shook it up. And you ain't even nigga who shook it up. But you come
but
over
you the one that opened it.
You come over here playing and open it and explode on you.
Yeah. That's a great analogy.
But yeah. Like you said, what we can do to help, I think just put some, like you said, I think they got a number for mental health, like 911. They finna start one, like a 911 3-digit number or some shit like that. But
they
like
need
the
to promote
system,
that shit like 411 pain.
But niggas like that.
Somebody might though. I don't been to some group homes with them little young niggas. Like, bro, I don't even know who to talk to.
Real shit. Any nigga that feel like he going through something, nigga just can't be scared to goddamn release that shit.
See,
nigga be putting so much. It's like I say, bro, everything always goes back to the females with these niggas doing this stupid shit. Mm-hmm. Can't none tick you off that bad, have you that mad at the world, but a female.
Mm. So you think the mayonnaise situation?
I'm keeping it 100. What
might
else
go,
is you
might go back
mad
to a
about?
Damn.
It ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm saying.
But what,
that's
what,
just how
what,
what's going
you don't,
on.
You don't, think fi- you don't think financial frustration can do it too?
Oh, yeah. I'm financially frustrated, but when I'm fucked up, I can figure it out by myself.
Yeah.
But if I got a motherfucker telling me, "Bro, we broke it."
Yeah.
Dang,
yeah.
Why you
in
a fucked up situation?
But what I'm saying is, some type of argument or something has to trigger
right.
shit like that.
It builds up. Like the Will you Smith already, shit. Like, not to go back, but the Will Smith shit. Yeah. It built up to Will
that
Smith.
That was some other shit. Action. You ain't just yeah, you gonna already kill shook a nigga up. Over no mayonnaise.
Yeah,
that
you already shook shit. Up, bro. Yeah. And I can't think of any yeah. nigga shook up besides that type of shook up is you into it with your female or you broke.
Is these or females or money? Most niggas in the yeah, grave. Females or money. Females or money, man. Mm. Hey,
you know like, how you get that mad? To do yeah. that.
I feel like that's a part of
meditation. Waking up. You gotta well you gotta
shit,
find
when you surrounded by certain things.
You thrive out that shit.
You can't wake up and see the good because right now it ain't no good to see. Mm. So
hell yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, niggas need to goddamn how they going in these hoods, goddamn picking niggas up, locking niggas up, need to pick niggas up and take them to the hospital. Get yeah. niggas asking evaluations and shit.
Man, the police just.
That's real.
They just yeah, trying to get money.
Like, we see a yeah. pattern of a nigga goddamn, he been in jail 2 times. He 15, he 13, whatever. Hey, grab him and evaluate this nigga.
All right, and find out what's going on.
Right.
Monitor these niggas, see what's going on. Like, yeah. niggas be fucked up, man. Niggas get into a fuck it mode. Mm-hmm. When you traumatized, you get into that fuck that shit. However it go, crash out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That ain't it.
That's definitely not it. But niggas, what else? Them niggas sitting in another situation feeling like I'm already.
Yeah.
You need somebody to tell these folk, man, hey, man, you just feeling like this right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
For the moment.
Cause a lot of time prison ain't really helping these folk, man. It ain't.
Prison you is definitely. Especially if you're prison not, is making it worse.
Working it worse. You throwing a nigga in a hole for yeah, 23 hours a day.
Gonna make it a lot
fucking
worse.
Fucking their head up even worse. Ain't nobody in there really sitting down just talk. Hey, how do you feel, man? Like really trying to rehabilitate that person's mind.
Yeah.
These folk just trying to hit their quota and get some money up out you for real. Mm. They don't. I don't think they really give a fuck about rehab. They want you to come back in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? I don't think
they, yeah. They got a nigga on lockdown, all that lockdown shit. They supposed to be mandatory that somebody come talk to folks every hour, every 2 3 hours.
Get my mind right or something. Mm-hmm. Help me, something.
Yeah, that shit fuck a nigga up, man.
Remember, prison is a
business.
Prison is a business. Prison is a business.
I don't think it's even designed to rehabilitate you. It's slavery to get some money up out you, put you on probation, run this shit again.
Prison is an assembly line. If y'all knew how much or understood how much they get paid off of the number of prisoners that they have and off of the amount of work that they do and all that kind of shit, y'all will understand that these people never gave a fuck about us.
They
just
want
to get their money off of the people. The prisons and the police are working together to incarcerate.
That's big facts. They ain't trying to
that shit deep.
So if you want something to help,
it's their job at the end of the day. If you sign up to be a police, they're about to do lock niggas up. Like, let's be real.
No, but they have, but it's not your job to meet a certain quota and to fuck with people just because you're trying to make a certain number of arrests.
Right. I don't know about that, but if a nigga's a police, his job is to catch criminals. And if you're a criminal, your job is to hide from the police.
Mm.
That's your job.
Hmm.
You're bad at a man putting handcuffs on you. This is his job.
Yeah, but what
now,
I can't.
If a nigga frame you, or
that's what I'm
that's
saying.
Different. But at the end of the day, yeah, like frame you, put some bullshit on you that you ain't did. But if a nigga
to meet their
you,
quota,
but if I'm hounding you looking for you to meet my quota, but you actually is a criminal, that's my job.
Yeah, definitely.
But it is
definitely.
Yeah,
that's all part of accountability.
Yeah, for sure.
Whatever come with what you know what come with what you doing, nigga.
But it just piss us off when we target it though. Like you see me, you see four niggas in the car. Black niggas at 11 p.m. You know what I'm saying? Police wanna fuck with you over, you know, they might let little
but
Jimmy
nine
go.
Times out of ten, four black ass niggas in the car to get away with them.
Some
I get what you saying when you ain't doing that.
Yeah.
If you ride by a car and see four black ass niggas in the car, what you I get you saying the police, but how you feel as a black man? Like, hell them niggas off. Keep it real.
But they gonna come fuck with me just cause if four niggas in the car. is at night, and they just gonna come, but they might let them white boys just ride, or they might.
If you, you know see four niggas ride through your neighborhood, you gonna think they on something. You see four white boys ride through your neighborhood, you gonna think they just come from frat party. Like, we feel, like, I'm being 100. We the same way on our people.
I feel what you're saying. I feel what you're saying.
We targeting them too.
Yeah. I feel what you're saying. So, how we fix that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm just calling it for what it is. Like, I feel the police do the same shit that we do.
Yeah.
Goddamn, we
might not call no police, man.
It's crazy, but that's the truth.
We ain't calling no police, man, but you down there.
Clutching,
getting your shit together. Like, what the hell are these niggas doing?
You thinking that he on something. Yeah. So the police see three, four niggas in the car. They thinking you on something. It's just already the narrative that we done been painted as, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain stores a nigga go in, certain places a nigga go in, certain restaurants, you already kind of feel like something.
Yeah.
Like, damn. You feel like these folk prejudging you. Just anywhere you go.
I think that we all kind of do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? You go sit down on an airplane and fire A-Rabs looking like Bin Laden sit down by you. You going, damn, these niggas finna blow that bitch up or not?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know how you get rid of that. Like,
me neither.
That just goes. So what you said, the police, they on that too. They ride around.
They regular prejudging. People.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's a tough one.
That shit fucked up. The way of the world is just fucked up.
It just fucked up, man. It just had it. But
it's full of prejudice.
Yeah.
It's full of prejudice.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Well,
we all prejudge, man. Everything, yeah, man. No matter what it is. Certain people in certain restaurant, you see the cook, and he look like, man, I got that nigga back there cooking. Nigga look like he don't even wash your hands. They want a chef to cook their food, bro. You don't want no nigga back there cooking. Certain goddamn, you ain't even going to certain Chick-fil-A's if they close to the hood. Like, they shit don't really be good like the white folk area. Keep it real.
So we just like we brainwashing ourselves?
We been brainwashed, bro. We been. Yeah. That's why I said you got to rewire yourself, bro. I don't know how to do it. I ain't finna sit and say I'm woke or no nigga who know how to do it, because I definitely don't.
Mm-hmm.
If I did, I'd be rewired. I don't know how to do it, but
you got unlearned.
But you've done you probably and all of us have. You've done some rewiring,
for sure. I want to be rewired.
It takes time. Anything takes time.
That's a process. You got to unlearn and relearn everything.
Yeah, I mean, think about shit you learn your whole life, and it's a process. Like,
we got to find life for you, because we've been taught shit since we were little, from religion to this.
Programmed.
To more, like. You got just got down, really sit in that hole with yourself. Like, who am I? What do I? How do I feel about this shit? You know what I'm saying? So, like, whether that's eating, like, we've been programmed how to eat. We eat so much bullshit. So it's like unlearning that. It just take you doing the work, googling shit, figuring out what this shit doing to my body. Or what's, you know what I'm saying? Unlearning and relearning, rewiring. Just like you said, that really what life about.
Mm-hmm.
Just really unlearn, relearn, and rewire yourself to make it fit, you know, growing into the person that you really are. You feel what I'm saying? Because they told us who. They gave us this shit. They gave us, you know what I'm saying? Even slaves, they was picking cotton thinking that's what it was. Like, until you unlearn and really see, damn, I'm this. I'm not who they said I am. You feel what I'm saying? That's how you, what we said the word is, ameliorate the
ameliorate,
situation.
Yeah.
Big fact.
Nah, real shit.
Yeah.
He just trying to ameliorate out here, man. It's just so hard, and I understand. Like, trust me. Any nigga out there, motherfucker, that's struggling with trying to be, like, we ain't on them motherfucker acting like we got to figure it out, because we don't.
Right.
Learning. This shit is therapy for niggas and all that. I do this shit because this shit helped me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I hope we helping people, but at the end of the day.
That shit down sure helping me.
At the end of the day, niggas got to goddamn rewire themselves, bro. Because everything we think right
is wrong.
And everything we think wrong
is right.
Exactly. Everything that sit on the other side of your fear, the shit that sit on the other side of your fear is your blessing, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's fear that, because we're trying to trick ourselves too. Like the evil forces and all that shit trying to make you, you know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be easy to do what you need to do.
Right.
Real shit.
You know what I'm saying? So if you fear, if you think it's going to be, we're going to always take the easy route. Like, shit, this cool, so I'm going to deal with this. Instead of stepping out though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You either gotta step out there and fuck her opinion. That's right. The only thing be stopping niggas is opinions and other people's feelings, because you know you could do it and stand on it and be okay with it. Do it.
Right. Mm. You got to get out your comfort zone for sure.
They said they need Elsa's. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Got to ameliorate the circumstances, got to try to make the circumstances better, and it definitely starts with opening your mind and trying to rewire your mind.
Got to, bro. No matter what, because at the end of the day, you can have everything in the world and not have nothing at all. Mm. Your mind ain't right. Bro. You can have everything you thought. Think you got everything, but you ain't got shit because your mind fucked up.
Yeah, if you ain't, you can have all the money, whatever. You ain't got that peace. You just a prisoner of your own goddamn thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
Them shits ain't no joke.
Gotta have inner peace.
Inner peace.
I gotta start overthinking. That shit be pissing me off, bro.
You tell what?
Just overthinking shit, bro. I hate that shit, bro.
Me too.
You gotta work on it.
Been working. Thought I'd
be
shit ain't working.
They say, I don't think it's possible at this point.
I know it's possible. My screen just gave me put the battery in my back, though. I'm gonna try to meditate. You know what I'm saying?
Changes everything.
And certain things I'm trying to be selfish and change at the same time. You can't do that either.
You gotta let go.
I recognize that.
Yep, you gotta be selfish.
You can't be selfish. I'm saying you gotta be selfish and you can't be selfish. You can't be selfish with yourself as in, I know I need to change this, but I want to keep this and change this. No, that ain't gonna work. You get what I'm saying? Right. Like, if that shit fucks with my peace and my mental too, I gotta change that too.
Right.
No matter what it is, if it's goddamn shit, big facts, whatever. If it fuck with you, that's what it is. You just can't do something because it's beneficial to you, but still keep you in a place.
Right.
Right. That's it.
The fuck?
Thunder.
Lightning. You heard that? I mean, that was a jewel. You just said I got a gift. What's all love? We're gonna be talking this same shit in arenas, man, to our people, man. We're gonna help these folk with mental health. Once I get it right, I got y'all.
Come through, Rain
what
Man.
What camera I need to say?
Come
to
through, Rain Man.
Okay, once I get this shit all the way right, get my mental right, I got y'all, man. I'm gonna goddamn be the nigga to teach this shit. Man.
There you go.
I'm still working, so don't listen to this shit I be saying all the way. If you need it and it resonate with you, take it with you. If it don't, throw that shit away.
Right.
Yeah.
Cause I be going through shit too, but
yeah, we all do.
I ain't trying to lead no nigga the wrong way. I'm trying to goddamn.
Man, we all out here trying to figure this shit out.
Yeah. It's a resilient story right here, man.
Work in progress.
Work in progress. Every day.
That's every day.
Trying to figure this shit out, get better, man.
I'm finna figure this shit out, though. I feel it. He just told y'all, but once a nigga lock in, he locked on some shit. It's over with.
Yeah.
Big fat.
They gonna take it serious when they see. I just gotta show them. I don't like the goddamn be saying that's what we just said. That's in the other episode.
Oh, arrogance.
Yeah, saying what I'm gonna do. Nah, I just gotta show y'all. Like people, I ain't wanna goddamn be every day. Remember you said this on one episode. You like what's the New Year's resolution? I said I'm already on it, but I ain't finna goddamn say it because I don't wanna goddamn say it and then if I don't do it. Yeah. Or whatever. You remember that shit?
Yeah, top of the year.
Yeah,
no, it was that shit.
Yeah.
I said, I already been on. I'm just trying to stay focused. I'd rather just go on and do it and pop out like, you can do it too. I'm going to show you how I did it. Yeah. Not how I'm going to do it.
Biggest facts.
Right, right.
You biggest got the receipt. That's the best.
Yeah, I'm going to show you how I did it, not how I'm going to do it. So everybody be, man, hey, tell us recipes. Bro, I don't even know the recipe right now. I'm just doing anything.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to see how shit gonna work.
I'm doing research.
Yeah, I'm figuring it out.
Doing research.
You know what I'm saying? So once I get that motherfucker, I ain't gonna hide that motherfucking coat.
Yeah,
for sure.
Especially not to that brain. So you say meditation? I'm gonna try that.
Try it, bro.
Nah, meditation help.
10 minutes.
I smoke and got down. I put on fucking ocean sounds on YouTube. I don't know what it is about waterfalls and shit that just relax me. You know what I'm saying? You got to find what works for you.
I just went to the lady. She did my son. And she's like, what type of music? You want his music? I was like, I just want to relax. She plays the shit. That shit put me straight to sleep. And I wasn't dreaming about no bullshit. Mm-hmm. I was just.
Clear your mind.
So that's meditation. Sleep, basically.
Yeah.
It puts your mind to sleep. You can be sleeping. Your mind don't be sleep. That's how crazy it is.
That's what I'm saying. I know that. That's what my shit do. I be thinking about the same shit. But I make a dream out of reality. Like when I go to sleep, my reality becomes a dream on steroids. Like I could be already thinking about some shit or some shit that I'm gonna think about when I wake up. I can already be dreaming about it. That's crazy, bro.
So you say it go into your dream?
Yes. And when I wake up, I wake up to it and still be there.
Playing it over and over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might need to meditate. Then,
you gotta meditate.
Clear your mind out.
The mind is the most powerful. The heart, it's a lot of shit. The mind is so fucking powerful. None of us really know how to use our mind to the full. You gotta think you had fucking geniuses and shit that created shit, created this phone. Think about Steve Jobs used to meditate like a motherfucker. He created the iPhone. You dig what I'm saying?
I'm gonna tell you, meditation and another one, detoxing. Like sometimes 30-day, just maybe 30-day detox on certain shit, fasting. Well, there's, you know, sometimes that could just get everything back to its original state. Like just detox, because we took in so much shit, nigga done drunk so much shit. You might just need to just 30-day, just zone out, and then just bring your levels back down to zero, and then you could think a lot clearer. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to try that sometime, whatever it is, you know.
That's right.
It might help.
Nah, that shit, I think that shit is part of a nigga mental health. That,
the overthinking.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What that shit is, that nigga, they might need some medicine or something.
You got the medicine.
Yeah, you using the medicine already, but you know the medicine wears off. Yeah, that's what a lot of niggas medicine. Who smoke. A lot of niggas
because that shit will fuck up some more shit.
Mm-hmm.
What you mean? What you talking about?
Like you take that medicine to stop.
No, not that medicine. I'm saying like shit. A lot of people who smoking. That's a lot of people who smoking is trying to calm their mind.
That shit fucked me up worse.
It's temporary. It's a temporary fix.
No, when I be smoking, that when I really be thinking about shit.
Oh, for real? You go the opposite way. Yeah.
See, I'm on a 30-day detox on weed right now. I was smoking CBD.
Man, that's some bullshit.
It's some bullshit. It really is.
That shit is some that bullshit. Shit, I don't feel smoke nothing. A cigarette or a hookah.
I don't feel nothing. Like I'm on like day 5. I'm literally having withdrawals right now. Like, I can't eat right. I can't. You know what I'm saying? But I know once I get to that 30-day mark, like I'm gonna be a lot more clear, sharper. My mind gonna be a little bit more. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But that shit ain't easy though. I'm ready to fire one up now. That shit is bullshit, nigga.
You gotta think about it, boy. Ain't that easy, goddamn. Every nigga who got that success story, that motherfucker be all type of obstacles in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people gotta know. Niggas wanna get this Instagram and this and niggas out here showing that what they got and shit, you know what I'm saying? You try to compare yourself to that put a nigga in a state, put these niggas in a state of depression and you know what I'm saying? Comparison. Like, bro, that's him.
But
you don't know.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
You don't know where that nigga, mm-hmm. what that man done went
they
through.
Got.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what that man done went through for that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't even know if he's really happy with all that shit.
Speaking
of, that's some real shit. Instagram, speaking. Too. Like, everybody just looking at what the next person got.
Yeah, you got to see that what I've been off
over there. Comparing your life to their life. Like, damn, I'm 30 and. They 30 and they got all of this. I'm gonna like be they fucked gotta up. Keep up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Keeping up with the Joneses. That shit right there caused a lot of depression. Just looking at what everybody else doing, comparing, like she said, just comparing my shit to your shit. When you really, you should just be in, you should be in your own race within yourself. Like, yes. Fuck whatever these folk doing. I'm scaling my shit off without, like, cause you don't know how they shit gonna end. Or you don't know what they didn't did to get to what they that's doing. Right, like it, yeah. You can't really just look at another motherfucker and be like, damn, I supposed to have what they have.
And you don't know what's going on with them internally. You don't know what these folk, you don't know shit. But that's what you see.
All right.
You just looking outside the window, comparing and mad. You know, they whole life could be capped. You know what I'm saying? Right. They could be just putting on another nigga fun and all this shit. Now you stressed because you can't do it. They ain't even doing it. You feel what I'm saying? Shit be crazy, bro.
Yeah, it is. The moral of the story is, Jay.
It might be porn.
Moral of the story is about to. That's why I need to get up out this motherfucker. I mean, the moral of the story.
You have a gift, Jade.
Okay, stop. No, I'm just playing. The moral of the story is, what the hell we talking about at
first?
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, the moral of the story is, you gotta... Again, do what you need to do to make yourself better and eliminate any distractions and comparisons.
And rewire. And sacrifice.
Rewire and sacrifice.
And sacrifice.
And that's going to put you where you need to be.
Yeah.
Big fat
sacrifice, big.
I think out of all that shit we just said, real shit, the key to all that shit is just knowing that it is what it is, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't accept what it is. Cause you're just saying rewire.
I'm saying
knowing it is what it is and elevate from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not saying it is what it is and set what it is. It is what it is. Like, if this is what's holding you back, that's what's holding you back. If this is what's making you procrastinate, that's what's making you procrastinate.
Right.
If this, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is that's stopping you from doing what it do, you got to know that's what that is.
Take accountability.
Yeah. Accountability is the main shit, bro. Yeah. Like, we see him make excuses all day. But okay. I'm saying I overthink. Okay, you watch Instagram too.
Mm-hmm.
You know that makes you overthink. You smoke that weed, that makes you overthink. Stop smoking weed.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Stop. Like, okay, so you take out all the excuses. I mean, all the excuses from the negative. You know what I'm saying? From the shit that's you know. Okay, hearing certain shit. So why you even pick up the phone with certain people when you know exactly what they finna say?
Right.
They don't call you unless they finna say some shit like this.
Right.
For real.
You know what I'm saying?
They're real.
Or opening certain DMs. Like, you finna say some, hit me, I need to holler at you. And you finna tell me some shit that don't even resonate with my life no more.
You put yourself in that situation now.
So now you stressing about some shit that you can't change.
Eliminate the root. Eliminate the root.
Yeah.
Make all the real therapy session. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, like, that shit is what it is. Like, you see some shit, like, no matter how much I want it to be, that is this.
You got to acknowledge that first, then grow from there.
Exactly.
And ameliorate whatever it is. Yeah.
Ameliorate yourself first. Got me some words, man. I'm going to sound real intelligent.
Ameliorate.
And I better put all the motherfucker together.
Can you imagine Bank and Tip on the phone talking now?
Oh, yeah. He already you went on yesterday.
That's what it is, man. www.bigfactspod.com. It's another Big Facts Friday episode. Salute, salute.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.